Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello. Today on our weekly radio show, Whoever Would Have Guessed, we have a special guest with a very unusual job. In fact, I'll wager that it's never even occurred to any of you that a job like this might exist. Welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Lynn. I'm feeling a bit nervous, actually, with millions of people listening whom I can't see at all.
Oh, don't worry, Matthew. Our ratings aren't that good. You probably only have a few hundred thousand listeners to worry about.
I'm not sure that helps.
So, Matthew, tell us about your job.
Well, I ride around on the bus all day. That's my job. I'm a professional bus rider.
And they pay you for that? Really?
Actually, what I do is get on with my clipboard in the morning at the beginning of a bus line, and at each stop, I record the time and how many people get on and off the bus. When I reach the end of the line, I get back in and do it again in the other direction. I do that all day. And I end up with pages of data about bus usage patterns. It's mind-numbingly boring, actually.
And how do they pay? I mean, is it okay?
Yes, they pay quite well, for a temporary job at least. It's not a permanent position, as technically I'm collecting data for research. But I've managed to renew my contract every 6 months for 3 years now.
So long? And how did you survive the boredom?
Really, what job doesn't get boring if you do it long enough?
Hello. Today on our weekly radio show, Whoever Would Have Guessed, we have a special guest with a very unusual job. In fact, I'll wager that it's never even occurred to any of you that a job like this might exist. Welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Lynn. I'm feeling a bit nervous, actually, with millions of people listening whom I can't see at all.
Oh, don't worry, Matthew. Our ratings aren't that good. You probably only have a few hundred thousand listeners to worry about.
I'm not sure that helps.
So, Matthew, tell us about your job.
Well, I ride around on the bus all day. That's my job. I'm a professional bus rider.
And they pay you for that? Really?
Actually, what I do is get on with my clipboard in the morning at the beginning of a bus line, and at each stop, I record the time and how many people get on and off the bus. When I reach the end of the line, I get back in and do it again in the other direction. I do that all day. And I end up with pages of data about bus usage patterns. It's mind-numbingly boring, actually.
And how do they pay? I mean, is it okay?
Yes, they pay quite well, for a temporary job at least. It's not a permanent position, as technically I'm collecting data for research. But I've managed to renew my contract every 6 months for 3 years now.
So long? And how did you survive the boredom?
Really, what job doesn't get boring if you do it long enough?
That is the end of Part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.